Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Feb, and Nick are brought to you by Burbank Homes. Find out about their big bonus promotion for title landholders and save up to 18K on your new home. Head to burbank.com.au. TNCs apply. 101.9.
This is the Fox. Friday, we are live from here.
And we're off to Craigie Burn, 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 Burn. For Brekkie and the Burbs, 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 Burbs. And now it's all your turn, 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 turn. If you live near Craigie Burn, 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 Burn.
Yes. Days away from heading to Craigieburn Highlands Hotel. We can't wait to be there. And you were just saying the other day, Fev, that Ange, your dad
the
works.
Old boy. He works like in Craigieburn. Like he's not far from there. And he said, I think you'll be at the Highlands Hotel because it's the only big hotel in Craigieburn. And I was like, I didn't know then because it was like the last Thursday. Mm. And I'm like, bro, we're like around the corner because he drives all the way from Rosebud to Craigieburn every day up and back. He's a freak.
Wow.
And he's like 80, 90. He's old.
He's not.
But we should invite him to come. Big Angie. Yeah. We should call him.
Well, okay. Well, have you got his number, Josiah?
Yeah, I do. But first, we have to play this.
Angie!
You're a crackpot.
When will you stop calling Fair?
He is a bit of a nuffy. He's a bit of a nuffy, but he'd probably be at work.
He'd be great
because he listens from like 6 to 7 because then he starts work and he gets in trouble.
Well, let's see if he answers. Ange, if you're listening, we're calling you.
Go on, Ange. Ange?
Good morning, Monty Pipe. Ange, why speak?
Dad. Dad.
Hey, bud.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Oh, hello.
What's happening?
Oh, just trying to get the boys out to work.
You're going to say g'day to Fee and Nick?
Hey, Ange.
Hello, Fee. How
g'day,
are you?
G'day, Ange.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. Ange, are you going to come along to Craigieburn to the Highlands Hotel on Friday?
Yeah, I'll be there at 6 o'clock to get a free feed.
Yes! I love it.
Because you're close to work, aren't you?
Yeah, our depot's in Coolaroo, which is probably 5 minutes from the Highlander.
Can we, Ange?
What time would you have to leave, Ange, to get there? By 6?
I leave quarter to 5 each morning.
That's a big commute from Rosebud, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's my choice.
Yes, yeah, no. Yeah.
Raylene tells him, you got to make some money, Ange.
Yeah, get out the house and earn some.
Ange, are you down in Rosebud? Do you go to the beach or are you like Fev near the beach? Two houses near the beach, hates the ocean.
No, I love the beach.
He loves it.
Spend most of our time on the beach.
Ooh, beautiful.
You and Rails.
Oh.
That's right. We've got our little deck chairs. We've got our little tent we set up and we just sit there and enjoy it.
Oh, that's lovely.
What a loser.
Take out a little picnic lunch. You beer.
What else do you do down there, Ange?
That's none of your business.
Righto, Angie. it's different when, like, because Dad's with Raylene, which is stepmom. Oh. It's not my mum.
Yeah.
So you can talk about that stuff. Well done, big fella.
We can't.
It's different when it's your mum and dad.
We can't wait to see you on Friday morning, Ange. That'll be great. We'll see you from 6.
No problem.
Bring the boys down, Ange.
They're too busy earning money.
Okay, mate.
I can't wait to see you, Ange. See you Friday.
See you, boys.
See you, mate.
And girls.
Thank you,
guarantee
Ange.
Ange takes a feedback for everyone, Fev.
Oh, 100%. He eats a bit, so we'll have to get some extra.
Great.
Breaking the Burbs happening to our good friends at Burbank Homes.
Just a happy man, isn't he?
Find out, Ange is a legend. Find out about the big bonus promotion for title landholders and save up to 18K on your new home. Head to burbank.com.au. T's and C's apply.
So that's a big commute.
That's a big commute. I'd love to know what other people do because I know that Jace, my brother, also lives down there and he commutes into the city for Rendlesham. But Dad, Rosebud to Craigieburn, that's a good hour and a bit.
Do you know what the funny thing is, though? Tell the story about your poor dad when you were playing for Yarrawonga.
Dad lived in Pakenham and I was playing in Yarra and I'm living up in Yarrawonga. So Dad used to come up every day, taking like 7 hours round trip.
What?
He'd come up for footy on a Saturday and he didn't drink. He'd just drive up and drive back. Because I think his missus made him go home. He couldn't stay and drink beer. So he'd go up all the time. And then he goes, this is getting too much. So he thought, I'll move to Kilmore. So it's closer. So he moves to Kilmore. He goes, rings me up and goes, son, I'm moving to Kilmore, so I'm closer to come to the footy. And I said, Dad, I'm leaving Yarra. Oh. I'm coming home. And he'd already brought the house. And he got stuck in Kilmore for 3 years.
Oh.
3 years.
Oh, Bev. Ange. Oh, Ange. We love it. Now, 301060, does anyone have a longer commute than Ange Favola? Let's try to find Melbourne's longest commute. How far are you driving every day?
It takes him a good hour and a half to get home because he leaves at like 4:30.
Traffic
is a nightmare.
My sister Lee is in Werribee. She works in Fitzroy and it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like nightmare to get there.
Oh,
but
yes,
poor Dad, speaking more about Dad because he's a nuffy, he doesn't go on the tolls. He has to go Beach Road because Raylene won't, his missus won't let him go on the tolls because it costs too much. So he goes via the Cape to get home.
Wow.
Tight ass.
13:10:60. Let's find Melbourne's longest commute this morning. Give us a buzz.
Chris in Ocean Grove. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, guys.
Chris, are you in the middle of your commute?
I am, yes.
Yeah, how's it going? Well, so Ocean Grove's where you start?
Yes, and then all the way into Fitzroy. We're just coming up to the, almost onto the West Gate at the moment, and we left about 5:30 this morning. So it's usually between 2 and 2.25 hours for us to get to work.
Every day?
Chris.
Oh, yes, at the moment.
Where do you work?
At St. Vincent's Hospital.
Oh, what a wonderful place you, to Jenny. Work, and you're doing good deeds. You're a good man. Oh, Chris, that's a long commute.
Dad's commute's about 130K.
Gee. Traffic could be worse going certain areas.
That's what stitches my sister up as well. Chris should actually pick her up on the way through.
Maybe Leah, carpool. Yes.
I know Leah's listening. She should just walk out near the freeway.
Do you like driving, Chris? Do you enjoy? Because I think long commutes work for people who genuinely like being in the car.
Yeah, look, we've got a couple of good options. Sometimes we catch the train. Sometimes we catch the ferry across from Port Arlington. So it depends on what we've got going on at work.
Chopper?
That's what I'd do, Chris. I'd fall over and try and get airlifted. I'm really hurt.
And at least you go into your hospital.
Yeah, I know. Free lift.
Thanks, Chris. Michael in Boronia. Hi, Michael.
Yeah, hi, everybody. My wife, who's currently on the road and is listening, will hate me for it. She travels 2 to 2.5 hours. She travels from Boronia to Woodend. She does that 2 to 3 days a week, and she only works 4 days. She's gone down to part-time. Wow. And she's been doing it for, 5 years. So.
What industry? What does she do, Michael?
She's a home care manager for a company out of Woodend. She started from scratch. She built it up from that. But, I don't know how she does it. I love driving. I couldn't do it every day.
No. But that at least she's going against traffic.
Yes.
Boronia to Woodend. You're going... True, Michael?
To the city...
Yeah.
To the city. Unfortunately, she has to go on Eastern Freeway, and then once she gets through the city and gets onto the Calder, it's good.
Flying,
there.
Yeah.
The Eastern.
Two and a bit hours. So that's 4 hours, nearly 5 hours in the car. That's a long time.
I'd almost
each day.
I am trying to help Michael's wife. I'd almost avoid the Eastern. Is there not a way you could go up sort of Eltham, Lilydale, up the back way?
That's his missus.
Oh, she's ringing.
Yeah, Mrs.
phoning
me up now.
What's her name?
Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Drive carefully. We're thinking of you.
Get off the phone.
There's a new K-Hub out in Woodend. Have a look. Have a squeeze at lunch.
Thanks, Michael. Johnny in Corumburra. Hey, Johnny.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. How's Corumburra? What a beautiful spot.
Oh, it is. It's beautiful. We live up in the hills there with a beautiful view. But, do a bit of driving. Own my own company. At the moment, we're working in Kensington. So, last night I left at 3 o'clock and I got home at 5:30 at night.
That's what Dad does,
so,
bro.
So, yeah, 4 hours or 5 hours. I've only just moved up there. So, once I get my business name up there in Gippsland,
you'll be sweet.
I don't have to drive down.
Give it a pump up, mate.
Oh, yeah. So Southeast Custom Welding for all your on site welding needs, handrails and balustrades and whatever else. We can help sort this out.
There you go, mate. Is that near Poo-Wong?
Yeah, we're not far from Poo-Wong.
Do you know how they got
minutes.
Their name of Poo-Wong?
No,
don't, Pep. Can you fill me in?
No. Not on the air, Johnny. Unfortunately.
Thank you for your calls.
Do you know that was Chris, Michael, Johnny, all 2.5 hours?
People people do a lot of travel.
Phew.
A lot of time. Listen
to the radio.
Yeah, that's why I have to be on. Radio is
thanks
alive.
Thanks for listening to The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
James Corden, he has admitted that, well, firstly, and you'll be interested, boys, you love your showers. He has a three-minute shower, gets in, soaps, gets out, doesn't ever be in there long. Feb, you lie down and have a nap in your shower.
I did it yesterday.
But he's also said... He washes himself with soap for a minute or two, does not wash his hair, washes his hair every 2 months.
Yeah, I'd be that.
What?
Shampoo?
Yeah. What? No. Why?
No, I ride my bike a lot.
Yeah, I don't sweat.
I've got a mate, though. Your mate, Luke Heggie, comedian Luke Heggie, says he's only shampooed his hair a few times.
Ever?
Yep. He is 48.
Wow. I used to wash my hair all the time. When I had dreadies and stuff, I had the dreadlock shampoo. But since I had short hair.
No, but you're a smell man.
Yeah, but mate, I don't need
it
to.
Is now.
It's not dirty.
No, but.
If you wash your hair too much, it's not good for your scalp.
Well, I wash my hair every day.
Yeah, but it's not good for your scalp.
So, yeah, but don't you find. So, you.
Mate, my hair's
I shampoo it every day.
Every day.
Yeah, can't,
so, perspiration comes through and it smells. Like, I even. Leaving Trix, she doesn't do hers every day, maybe every two or three days. But I'll, like, go down and give her a kiss on the head and I'm like. We need to wash your hair.
How often do my kids wash it all the time? Because they're not stinky.
No, Charlie, I reckon every few days for a shampoo.
But he's got grub
James
hair.
Blake, producer,
yeah, he does have grub hair.
He
can't even
he
wash.
He said every 2 months.
Yeah, I was told by my barber like 5 years ago or something. He was like, no, mate, you got to keep the oils in there. You're not a tradie or anything. You're not getting dust in there. So only do it every couple of
mate,
weeks.
I concur. My hairdresser said the same. And Alex is obviously... own salons, the oil that you produce in your hair is great for your scalp. And if you don't do exercise, which I don't need to wash it every day, every week. It's irrelevant.
On that, Fev, my hairdresser told me that if you leave it for 6 months, no washing, it starts just to clean itself.
See,
and you don't
here's
ever
the
have
thing
to do
about
it.
That, because I know, and so
I don't know about that.
No, but this is the thing. People say that once you stop shampooing, the hair will clean itself. But it doesn't make it smell any good. Like it
sometimes
no
I wash
thanks.
My body because you'll be the same. Your girls would have, you've got the best smelling stuff in the shower. Like my kids have got the shampoo that they've got. It smells unbelievable. I just wash all my body with it. Like underneath my arms, like the hair under my arms and stuff. I wash it and it smells so good. And then you put the conditioner on last.
That'd be so
annoying.
And
you get out and it's all like smooth and silky. Yeah. Oh, man. Shampoo and conditioner is great for the skin. And it's not good for the hair all the time. There you go, bro.
Yeah.
What?
No, I'm speechless.
Why?
I just thought, because even my wife, she wouldn't wash her hair every day just because it's so much time to dry it and... A full
just
wash and dry
it.
Every day.
Yeah,
Alex washes it every day and they get that curl. They dry it all the time. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. No, I like that feeling of fresh, clean hair.
Do you have the towel around your head?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's my kids all
that's
do
cool.
it all the time.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I try to do it. Can't do it.
101.9 The Fox.
Obviously, Little Tobes, I've talked about it before. She goes now to three-year-old kinder. So it goes Monday, that's Tuesday, good. Wednesday. And it's like 8:30 to 3 o'clock. It's a big day. Big day for
a
three-year-old.
Massive.
But for the first couple of weeks, we picked Toby up at 1:30 because, you know, ease her in a little bit. And every time we pick her up, she goes, well, she's got no idea about time. She's three. What time is it, Dad? I go, 1:30. So every night before I pick her up and before we go to bed, she goes, Dad, you pick me up at 1:30 tomorrow? And I go, yes. Anyway, I picked her up yesterday at 1:30. And the last couple of days I've been picking her up, it's been around nap time where they all lay down. And none of the kids nap. They're all just sitting. They're 3 years old. No, well, there's a couple of little quiet ones, but they're all sitting up. And I said to Tobes, what do you do when they nap? She goes, I just think about you picking me up and getting ice cream. Because I always say, get an ice cream after work. And she goes, no one sleep. And I go, no one sleep. She goes, can you pick me up every time at nap time? Because it's boring for her because she doesn't sleep during the day. So I pick her up at 1:30 every day. And you can see all the teachers are sitting around and they're just sitting there real quiet. And it's like their little downtime. They'll be like, go to sleep, you little turds.
They need it.
Go to sleep. Oh, man, it'd be hard looking after 3-year-olds from 8:30 to 3 o'clock. So I pick her up just before nap time every day because she don't like nap time. Anyway, I take her straight to the ice cream store.
Because I remember Trixie at kinder did that. She didn't nap. But see, Daisy hasn't had a nap since she was 12 months old. Well, Toby doesn't either. She's never going to do that.
Charlie naps. Because we get a sheet sent home every day. Because at the daycare centre, there's like a chef and they tell you how much lunch they eat. And go, Charlie, you have much lunch? He's like, yeah, one big lunch. And then on the sheet, it'll say he had three lunches. I'm like, no wonder he had a nap.
Cody's going well. He's sending his kid to a kindergarten with a chef.
No, it's just a daycare centre.
Big dog.
Daycare centre, kindergarten.
Do you remember though?
Your kid's in a uniform and a tie.
Big dog.
My son's in a hessian sack. Eating for free. Well, not free. They stitch you up.
Do you remember though? It takes me back because I remember when we were kids and I was in prep in grade one and my teacher, Mrs. Tinney, because I had her in prep and then in grade one.
Mrs. Tinney.
Mrs. Tinney.
Made fun of her, sure.
No, I would have made fun of her. Mrs. Tinney. But Mrs. Tinney, I reckon every afternoon we were playing dead sheep.
Oh, yes.
You know, where you just lie there and no one can move. Yeah. But we were so committed to those games. Like it never occurred to me, but now I look back and I think, oh, that was just Mrs. Tinney wanting to have a nap, like a rest.
Mm, yeah.
But we was like, and sometimes she'd lie there and she probably wouldn't even say anyone's name or just, she'd randomly just say
it's like that game Freeze or something, is it? You know, when you lay down
and you can't move.
You'd freeze for ages. You'd be like, come on, man, play the music again or something.
Yeah.
And they just make you freeze for ages.
Do you think there, I mean, 13, 10, 60, if there's tricks any the teachers trade. Who are prepared to make the confession and even maybe stories from when you were a kid or maybe when you were a teacher, what are the tricks for getting some downtime? Because the other one I remembered recently was movies. Like, just, if suddenly they were wheeling that TV in.
Remember the old, it'd be on those wheels with a big, big, massive square box.
And you'd go like, are TVs? We actually watching a movie? And they'd be like, yeah, Shrek, this, you know, you're watching this afternoon. But because I don't think, we wouldn't run home and tell our parents, but that was if I was the parent going, hang on, like if I knew that my kid was watching TV every, because I think for a whole term we watched a movie every afternoon.
So, oh, really?
I reckon we went hard on movies.
I reckon my teachers, I get it now. Well, they used to always put me in the corner and just, I had to face the wall and not allowed to talk. That was them resting.
Yeah, yes. They'd need to rest from you.
Because I used to make the class go nuts. That was their downtime. Brendan, in the corner. How many times I sat in the corner every day?
I didn't know that worked on you. We could have just sent you to the corner.
It was either that or they say, I'll ring your mum. And I go, oh, I'll go sit in the corner. I was a bit scared of mum back then. She had some strap that she used to hit me with. It was bad.
Oh, give us a buzz, 13, 10,
tricks of the trade.
Hey, bad.
That's one.
Laura in Altona. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hey, Laura. You work in a kinder.
Yes. And we do like a 10-minute relaxation with like classical music.
Yeah.
And when the children first came to the kinder, I said, look, everyone, we've got some magic stones. Put this magic stone in your forehead and it's called a power stone. So if you leave it there for 10 minutes, you'll have extra power for the rest of the day. Not a child moved. And then it's like we also give out stickers. So it's like, oh, who's going to get a sticker today? And the children say, oh, I'm going to get a sticker today.
Josiah would love to come to your kinder.
Power stone
works a treat. I like it. These are kinder. Tricks we can use too, the power stone. What would you do in that 10 minutes, Laura?
Think about what needs to be done for the rest of the day.
Yes.
Smart though. Whenever you can win something, I was in.
Yeah.
You can win a sticker.
Stickers are great. Thanks, Laura. Tamara from Werribee. Hi, Tamara.
Hi, good morning. How is everyone?
Oh, good. Yeah, thanks, right. Tamara. You work in a childcare centre?
I do. The trick that I use, I would generally sing Dingle Dangle Scarecrow and just repeat when all the cows are sleeping and just have the kids lie down just so that I could have a few minutes just to myself.
Yeah. Is that a song, Dingle Dangle Scarecrow?
Yeah.
How's it go?
When all the cows are sleeping and the sun has gone to bed, up jumps the scarecrow and this is what he says.
Great.
Does he say something?
I'm a dingle-dangle scarecrow with a flippy-floppy hat.
Mate, that'd get me up.
You love it.
That'd be my turn to start the rave. Woo!
That's why I keep saying when all the cows are sleeping.
Yeah. I like it. I love that. I might throw that into my repertoire. Thanks to
when you're at home.
Yeah, playing with Daisy. Molly in Bittern. Hey, Molly.
Hello.
Molly. Oh, you're a year six teacher.
No, I'm talking about my grade six teacher. I'm a teacher now, but I've only just realised this hack now that I'm a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
So my grade six teacher, he told us that he used to go to Bali all the time, and he said that, you know, the ancient Balinese people had a traditional holiday where they were quiet for a day. And we all believed him, and he said that, you know, we'd come to school one day and he'd just do it. And we said, but how would we communicate? And he said, no, you'll figure out a way. It's okay. You'll figure out a way. And so he did it one day. And then now I've only realised now that that was all made up and that he just lied and wanted us to be quiet for the day.
Mate, what a legend.
That's really amazing.
Yeah. You get stitched up quick on Wikipedia now. So I can't find it. I can't find it on Wikipedia.
They can all Google now.
Oh, that's great, Molly. Rachel in Geelong. Hey, Rach.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, Rach, you are a primary school principal.
Big dog.
I am. I always make sure that when you choose a novel that you're going to read to the class, that there's always a show or a movie to watch.
Like, oh, I love you, Rachel.
A round of twist as well.
Oh, like the Gruffalo, yeah. Then you can put on the Gruffalo movie. Yeah.
Absolutely. I teach the preps every Friday at 12:30 and I always pick a Julia Donaldson. So then there's always a follow-up ABC show to watch as well.
There's nothing worse when you're in high school and you had to do an assignment or an essay and about the book and there was no movie. 100% fail because I never read the book. But as soon as it was a movie involved, bang. And sometimes you'd write about the movie and it's different to the book. Yeah. And the teacher would go, you watched the movie, didn't you? No, sir.
The author, Steven Spielberg.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Take my plate of hoochie out, please.
Poor Leon, he's having to take out a bread board covered in honey from our vegan banana bread we've just had. Thank you, Renee, for making that. Now, Instagram, social media. We know that the big dudes like Zuckerberg and the Twitter man and the Snapchat guy.
The rowers.
Yeah, well, Elon Musk is going to be the Twitter man soon. But we really are all just pawns in their game.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating because social media has become such a part of our lives. And I understand business, how it works. But on some level, the manipulation, I think, should be taken out of it. It's not fair because it's how we communicate with friends. It's how we stay in touch with family. I liked that initial concept. And now Instagram, I've loved Instagram from the start because I love photos.
Yeah.
So as a little keen photographer, I thought, oh, this is a good fun place to put your photos. And then I've noticed recently what Insta have done that's just annoying me personally is they're putting, one, lots more videos. I'm getting lots of reels. But I'll be flicking through and I'll see a baby and I'll go, oh, which one of my friends has had that baby? Because I don't remember ever seeing that baby before. And then it'll say, suggested because you follow Fev. So I don't know this person. But that's happening almost every second story, every second photo is someone I've never, it's a business I've never heard of.
With the businesses, I think because they pay to promote, you can pay to promote your business account.
And I don't mind about one every 10.
Yeah.
At the moment, mine is almost one of my friends or someone I follow, and then every second one is something I don't want. And what they've done too, they've decided they don't want TikTok getting involved. So they've got little bots that are getting.
Are you a TikToker?
No, certainly.
Oh, no, me neither.
I'll get on it one day.
Yeah,
I'll be on there. So.
Did you know this too? I've only heard this. So they have this thing in like Facebook and Instagram called A/B testing.
Mm.
And you don't even know your part. We're part of experiments. You're laughing, Josiah. Have you heard of this?
No, I have. It's just great hearing you talk about it.
Oh, I should have my tech talk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you want it? Here we go. That's what I was thinking of.
Why doesn't Husey jump on with you, Fev, and you do your COD thing on your switches? BB
talks tech. Sorry, guys.
Renee's brownies have slowed us down.
Oh, yeah.
So A/B testing, we're part of experiments. So what they do is they have a column A and a column B, and they will just put you in them. So they will give different people different experiences. So they might, for instance, Fev, they'll go, we'll give him the experience where we put in all the ads. And Nick will do it so he just sees his friends in chronological order. You don't even know you're part of that test. And then they get all the data and they decide which model works better.
But
you've been getting completely different experiences.
Because I just get model footy.
I think that's more to do with who you follow.
No, that's just my algorithm.
No, they've tricked him, the algorithm.
I must be C.
Yeah, it's big tech.
Because it's ridiculous.
But this, and
big old tech.
They've been open about this because of TikTok, Instagram, their only way to combat TikTok is to make the reels a bigger thing.
Yeah.
And where they're moving, they've already signposted this. They're going to be moving more into reels, so static photos will be a thing of the past. That was the whole reason we joined Instagram. I like a static photo.
Why don't we do our own one?
Start our own platform.
Because I'm not much of a TikToker. I don't like TikTok, How many reels have you done? I've done like 5 or something.
I don't mind a reel, but I love a photo.
I'm all for the photo because it's too long. That when you watch all the videos and stuff, it's too long.
But you could do it like Renee, social media buddy superstar,
hemp cake maker.
She does a mix of video, photos. Well, Mars, our social media guru here. There's photos and videos all mixed up into the reel.
Leave the videos for TikTok and put photos on Insta. That's what it's for, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, we like photos. Polaroids too.
Yeah.
Bring them back.
Have you got that, you know that cool camera with the Polaroid? That they're like fluoro colour? The kids have got them now. They're like an in thing.
And what happens is the photo comes
straight
out.
Yeah, like they're sick, man.
Do you remember? It was about 10 years ago they got rid of the Polaroid camera. And that was a really sad time, then they brought it back.
It's back. See? Like Jake Paul and that are using it all the time. He's doing a big documentary about all the, he's a boxer guy.
YouTuber, boxer,
TikToker, Instagrammer. Yeah,
right.
He had nothing like 3 years ago and now he's like the biggest dude in the world. It's ridiculous. It's
amazing. The biggest dude in the world.
Be close to one of the biggest names
social
in the
media.
World. Yeah, social media. Yeah,
yeah. Right.
Like
Jake Paul.
Huge. And his brother.
Logan Paul.
Yeah.
He fought
Mayweather.
That's right. I do remember the Paul brothers.
Yeah.
Good luck to them.
Going back to Twitter, they reckon Elon Musk is going to pull out.
No, I've seen he's committed again.
Oh, because the share price went right down.
It's gone right down, but he's still holding on.
He's just holding on for dear life.
He's holding on, yeah.
Because as Nick said before, I was shocked with that. 4%. Is that it? People use Twitter.
Yeah, there's only a certain amount of users in the world, and then a large percentage of the tweets come from a tiny amount of those users.
That shocked me. I'm one of them. I'm a tweeter.
You are a tweeter.
I like it.
I'm so not tweeting. I left Twitter a long time ago.
What's more popular, Instagram or TikTok?
Oh.
Is that a tough question?
Depends on the age.
Depends on the country, wouldn't you even? Yeah, wouldn't you even be?
TikTok's come in.
TikTok
is? Because it's got more music. And, there you go.
Yeah, right.
Should we get on TikTok? Oh, no. Should we do TikTok?
We do. We've got Fifi Fav Nick TikTok.
Yeah, but we don't do much.
Do we have an MSN Messenger?
Do we have MySpace?
Bit, we?
Yeah. You guys go viral on TikTok all the time.
Mars just looked really flat. I reckon we do a lot on TikTok. Mm. Look at him.
He's on TikTok.
He does a lot of TikTok, but I'm saying I don't use TikTok.
No, yeah.
Like I just feel like my brain is like, I've got literally Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I've got, that's it. And I don't want another one. I don't want TikTok.
No, I agree. Too
Tinder.
Much.
I just don't want to.
What happened to this one? I was going through cleaning up my phone the other day. What happened to Vimeo?
What's
I had Vimeo for a bit.
You
I don't saw, know what
you're
that was.
You're still on House Party.
House Party!
Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Bev and Nick are the team you can trust to keep you laughing on your drive to work. And Burbank Homes are the national builder you can trust. Search Burbank Homes today. 101.9. This is the